There we are.
All right. Okay.
Go ahead.
So you were telling us about how your husband got called up, or was going to be called up.
Was going to be called up because his number was 4. Mm-hmm. And they did it by birthdays. And he was Valentine's Day. Go figure.
Right.
So we really needed... the things that we were seeing on TV were so bloody and so incredible. And we were watching almost every night at 5 to 6 to 7, there would be just visuals on the TV of people being cut down. Not just our soldiers, but children and grandchildren, Vietnamese. Mm-hmm. And it kind of put us right there on the edge, the TV did.
Yeah.
And my husband and I went to the...
So this was 1969, right after he graduated college? And you also?
67.
67, okay.
Yeah. I remember feeling I graduated from high school in 63. Mm-hmm. And there got to be people on my college campus who were not in favor of the Vietnam War. And I thought, how unpatriotic of them. Mm-hmm. Until I saw what was going on.
Right.
And I would say maybe 1970 or so, there was a march on the Pentagon.
Yeah.
And we marched. And I remember going through lines of soldiers with loaded guns. And they, in some cases, were younger than I am. And I look into their eyes and they were afraid. Mm-hmm. Because they live Kent State. And I encourage you to read about Kent State. Mm-hmm. It wasn't at all like we saw on TV or the politicians told us it was.
Yeah.
I was talking with a lady who was an RA at Kent State when this happened.
Wow.
And she had to get her girls into the dorm and keep them safe. But she was saying that none of the people that died were militants, or they were just ordinary students.
Wow.
And that was the crushing blow.
Yeah.
For them. So those were interesting times,
to say
the least.
Definitely.
Yeah, and what happened at a national level with Nixon and then LBJ, mm-hmm. and not wanting to be the presidents who lost a war. Mm-hmm. That was their big thing, and I'm thinking, how could they want power for themselves over the country and and the parents who never saw their son or daughter come back home? Why was that more important than their status?
And those are the terms in which you, as a young person at the time, were thinking about it.
Yes.
Were thinking about this as
you
were thinking of these presidents sort of almost serving selfishly, worrying about their reputation.
Yes, yes. And that's what I read later too. You know, all the ins and outs. But, and I'd encourage you to learn about that as well.
Yeah.
It's certainly a lesson that your generation in these times has to look at.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. it's crazy to see how things happened and how it all went through, especially with the media. I think that was probably that's what we've learned, is like one of the biggest things that helped kind of make people realize how all this came to be and how awful it was because the media was showing everything about the Vietnam War and all that, which other wars you hadn't necessarily seen as much.
Right. And I think that was the first of the experience of TV and what influence it had. Probably the Civil War was more ugly.
Yeah.
But there was...
You didn't see as much.
Didn't see as much.
Right.
That's an interesting war, too.
For sure.
And what it did to the families.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for all your time. Thank you so much for everything you have to say. It's been really awesome to listen to this. It was nice to meet you too.
Yes. Just be involved, please.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. It's definitely important to be involved in your community and your country. That's what we've been learning too.
Yes.
Our professor's been teaching us.
Mm-hmm. And there will be a price to pay, but my feeling is it's worth it.
For sure. Yeah. Definitely.
Thank you for bringing them up the right.